Environmental activists called an emergency conference in Moscow this week. They're concerned about recent moves by Russia's President Vladimir Putin to rein in the environmental movement. The Kremlin has sent tax police to search the offices of private environmental organizations. Last month, President Putin abolished two environmental oversight bodies in the name of bureaucratic streamlining. The activists are demanding those agencies be restored. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has this report.
Nearly a month after Putin abolished the State Committee on the Environment and the country's Forest Service, environmentalists are still fuming. Alexei Yablokov, a prominent Russian activist, says Putin's motive is becoming increasingly clear. That is to make it easier to exploit natural resources.
To make more freedom for business. It's dangerous. It's dangerous because the result will be such. They can take more money, they can for forest, for fisheries, for oil, for gas, but in the several years it will be destroying of natural resources. It will be natural catastrophe, environmental or ecological catastrophe.
So Yablokov got the country's environmentalists together for a one-day conference. They began gathering signatures to call a nationwide referendum on Putin's bureaucratic reforms and started a lobbying campaign. The main target at the conference was the Minister of Natural Resources, who is now in charge not only of overseeing the exploitation of natural resources, including the forests, but also protecting them. The minister, Boris Yatskevich, does not seem to see any conflict of interest with this. Our economy lives off our resources, he told the crowd. So he said, we need to use our budget money not for oversight, but for development. Yatskevich's argument is that only a healthy economy can bring about a healthy environment, not vice versa. He complained that many national parks are located in areas rich in mineral resources, and he suggested Russia is big enough to have nature reserves and develop its natural resources at the same time. Igor Blokhov of Greenpeace couldn't believe what he was hearing. He can understand Russia's desire to make it easier to invest in natural resources, but Blokhov argues Russia won't get what it really needs, environmentally friendly investments.
There are a set of responsible companies which will definitely stop investment in any projects which are connected with the destruction of the environment. And I don't think that there were any people from the government who make any kind of analysis connected with that.
Irina Prokhorova, who's director of development for the Worldwide Fund for Nature Russia program, agrees.
Absolutely, attracting investment is an absolute top priority for the government. And God knows we all would vote unanimously for that. The only question is what kind of investments? What is effectiveness and efficiency of these investments? And what is left after these investments?
Russia's environmentalists are worried Putin is not thinking strategically, that his government will do what past Russian governments have done, selling off the country's resources for quick cash. Without environmental oversight, they fear, they'll lose what's left of the wilderness they have so far managed to preserve. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Moscow.